Hello. The following is the topic for today. Is dating worth it? This question is very simple for many men to say yes or no. Others may be on the fence. After giving some thought to today's topic, we will break down this question. Today's topic is going to be a longer one, so pause the video and grab your candy cane and eggnog. I do not think it is worth it to date. Most women don't want to date you, unless you are a top-tier man. Even so, many women will have no problem using you for a foodie call. They will pretend to show interest in you, hoping you will take them out and pay for their steak dinners and drinks. They have no interest in you, they only want what you can provide for them. Many women will also date you for social status. Women are always trying to level up and date someone who is a notch above them. They don't want to date a man who they feel is beneath them. Many men were used and abused. They quickly realized being a foodie call was not worth the time, effort, energy, and money. That's why the guys going their own direction is growing at a rapid rate. The cost of a date is all over the place. Each state has different costs. It also depends where you would take your date. Some men have come up with strategies like showing up early and ordering a drink, so when she arrives, she has to order her own drink. No matter what your strategy is, if you are dating a woman, eventually the costs will begin to add up at a rapid rate. Women do not date for no reason. They always have an agenda. Their reasons why they date are endless. But oftentimes the end goal is to land a big fish. They want you to eventually ask them to marry them. That's when she knows she won the lottery and no longer has to act like a wonderful woman. Uncle Arthur, let me hear your opinion on this.
Good evening, you filthy animals. Let me ask you this question. What is your end goal for dating? For many of you, it is for bedroom fun. For children. For marriage. For companionship. To become a power couple who both split the bills. For someone to cook and clean for you. I will shatter all of these delusional thoughts that you may be having. Long term, women's interest in bedroom fun drops off. There has been studies done and women cannot maintain interest as long as men can. If you get married, it drops off almost completely. They may only engage with you if trying to have children. Once you have served your purpose, you will be almost completely cut off. Also, they will withhold bedroom fun from you as a punishment until you do what she wants. Worst case, she will grow tired of monogamy and secretly seek out other men for bedroom fun. The thrill and excitement of a new shiny toy to play with is exciting. They also like the risks and danger of potentially being caught. It is very easy for women to do this behind their partner's back. The men will never know the true double life that their partner is living. These women also have a very high chance of carrying an STI. I don't know about you, but having a leaky garden hose is not something I would want. The partner you are dating could also get pregnant, but there is no telling that you are the real father. Only a paternity test would show if you are the real father. Just bringing it up to the woman is taken as an insult to her. It is increasingly more and more common to have childbirth fraud. If she breaks up with you or divorces you, you could be stuck paying child support for children that are not even yours. In some cases, men that were dating a woman were falsely accused of being R.A.P.E.D. One morning, she could wake up and be angry about anything and decide to ruin your life. In most cases, society will believe her word over yours, and you could be locked away for all eternity. When dating a woman, you must know these potential risks. Many women want children due to their natural instincts. They will seek out a man, only seeking to have children with him. Though compared to generations past, less women are having children. Some women are becoming pet mothers, seeking to fill the void of not having children. If you date and get married, oftentimes she will divorce you after she has given birth to all her children. Also, many women who are in the dating market already have kids in tow. Just look at dating apps. They are riddled with single mothers. I don't know about you, but dating someone and looking after someone else's spawn isn't very appealing to me. Many men in times past wanted children. In 2021, it's simply not very appealing to most men. Most men don't care about carrying on the family name. The average cost per child, from age 1 to 18, is $284,000. Men and women's desire to mate is very strong. You and I are both here as the result of two partners mating. Do not take this one lightly. In times past, men would date a woman with the end goal of marriage in mind. In times past, marriage was a good thing. In 2021, marriage is a living hell. The divorce rate is approximately 50%. That number is for all marriages. If you look at divorce rates for millennials, it's around 70%. The thought of losing your house, pensions, belongings, children, and visitation rights is not a warm fuzzy feeling. Also, you could potentially get stuck paying alimony, child support, lawyer fees, and divorce court fees. You will also lose lots of time that you can never get back. It will take years to recover from the financial loss. The risk versus reward simply isn't worth it. Some men simply date because they are lonely and seek companionship. This is pretty common. Men naturally wish to be with a woman. We are here talking about it, so you can break free and resist the temptation. I'm sure you have heard the term, thinking with your little head. Fortunately, the older a man becomes, the more he starts to gain control of his hormones, and he starts to think with his big head. He will realize that companionship with a woman is very dangerous. Many men are codependent. They struggle to be alone. That is why you must consume red capsule content daily. To remind yourself that you should avoid fire, or you may get burned. If you are seeking companionship, get a dog or other animal, join clubs, go to events, find other ways to fill that void that you seek. A relatively new term is power couples. The wording is to make you think it's a strong, powerful, wonderful thing. This is a lie. While it is true that two partners could have doubled income and feed off each other's social status, in the long run, it will come back to haunt you. Not if, but when she turns on you, everything will come crashing down upon you. There is nothing powerful or wonderful about dating a woman in 2021. Lastly, many men seek a woman, thinking that she will be like a traditional woman from generations past. They want a woman to be the stay-at-home mother. They think they will cook and clean and be the sweet, innocent housewife. You must wake up. These women today don't know how to cook hardly at all. They are obese, lazy, and have no drive or ambition. They would much rather play on TikTok than learn how to cook or clean. They can't cook for themselves, let alone a man. They will have DoorDash and Uber Eats delivering food to them constantly. They will have early morning runs to Starbucks and order pizzas constantly. The closest thing to cooking she can do is making some instant macaroni and cheese. And as far as cleaning a house, women are oftentimes more dirty than men. All of the makeup, cats, wine, magazines, clothes, and random crap is sprawled out all over the place. They frequently have to have orbiting simp friends help her move her stuff into storage units. Again, you must not believe the hope that you may find a traditional woman that cooks and cleans. They are one in a billion, and it's not worth trying to find one.
That was very insightful, Uncle Arthur. One point you mentioned about being falsely accused that could come back to haunt you even 30 years later. It's happened to many famous celebrities. The more you date, the more ex-girlfriends you have, those are more agents that may eventually come hunting for you. They will hunt you in dead of night, with foaming mouths, seeking to drain you of everything you have. It is best to block any and all ex-girlfriends. Don't let them sniff around to check in on you. If they find out you are doing really well, they may potentially come seeking you and try to cash in. It's best to live under the radar and avoid dating. I currently own two houses, I am paying off my debt, and then I am going to buy land in the woods. I want to be in the forest, undisturbed. I will be content without having a woman around that could destroy my life and everything I have worked hard for. If all men completely withdrew and stopped dating, things may change, but we currently have lots of simps still dating these single mothers. I probably won't be around long enough to see a change ever happen. So, I am going to live away in my wolf's den in the woods. I don't care what happens to these gold-digging garden tools, they wanted freedom and independence, and now they have it. Today, most relationships don't even last past 6 months to a year. It's a giant money pit that drains your time, effort, and energy. Why would I piss all of that away? I would rather invest all of that into myself. That strategy that is most effective. The guys going their own direction numbers will only continue to grow. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Most men have started to realize that dating women is not worth it. In conclusion, if you want a date, go for it, just remember that you were warned. I understand some men will have to be burned badly before they will understand why dating isn't worth it. I realize that some of you may not have wanted to hear this. If you are upset learning some of these truths, that is normal, it is called the red capsule rage. I hope you can overcome the rage. Continue to consume red capsule knowledge to overcome your rage. I hope you have enjoyed today's topic. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, meet the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my vibe. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a